What's up, anime boy listeners? I'm your host, Jake, back here with another episode. All right, so last week we did kind of a scene-by-scene breakdown of Demon Slayer Episode 1. This week we're back with Episode 2. This episode is called Trainer. I'm not even going to bother saying the name, but I know the last name, kind of, Hiro Kodaki. This is the guy Goyo told us about. He said, train my boy Tanjiro, he's got something going on. So that's the episode. We're going to jump right into it. I'm going to take more of a relaxed approach to this, maybe make the episode a little bit shorter, a little bit faster paced, and a little more opinionated, and just say how I felt about it instead of breaking down every scene like last week. We'll kind of compare episodes, see which one we like better. So yeah, I'm sure you also heard the new intro music. That is my favorite song from Demon Slayer. It's just kind of the first 10 seconds of it, played by yours truly on piano. So yeah, I had to do a little something music-wise, so that's what we decided to do. Alright, so let's jump right into the episode. So it kind of opens on Tanjiro trying to buy a box to keep Nezuko out of the sun. Because if we remember from last week, I don't know if I mentioned this, but if you guys have seen the episode, the Demon Slayer said, hey, you gotta keep her out of the sun or she will melt. Demons cannot be out during the day, or they will melt. That's plain and simple. Alright, so that's kind of that, and then he's like getting her in the box, fitting it, stuff. So we're not gonna like go into all these little details, but the next part that I absolutely love, forgot to talk about this in the last episode, but it's the intro. Every show has an intro, a theme song. Animes are a little bit different. They kind of break down what's gonna be coming up in the next like 20 or 30 episodes. Like, they'll preview some of the characters coming up, some of the fights, stuff like this. This intro, it slaps. It's incredible. They've got incredible music. I think my favorite intro music for anime is probably Naruto, but Demon Slayer is a close second. But yeah, it hits. I normally skip the intro. I never skip the Demon Slayer intro. It's awesome. They've got incredible previews of fights, good animations in it. It's all good stuff. It's a great intro. I suggest you guys watching it if you haven't seen it already. All right, so I love the intro. That's my first opinion. It's solid. It's great. All right, so this is coming up is the first run-in with a demon, and the first kind of fight scene. They're approaching the mountain or the forest where this trainer is supposed to live, and he goes into this old abandoned house, and he sees a demon feasting on a human. Now, right away, we can see Nezuko is drooling. She is tempted. She's never had a human before, and that's what demons are supposed to eat. So she's tempted. We can see that she's drooling, but she restrains, which is good. But yeah, it's the first kind of fight scene. Tanjiro is introduced to like a real demon face-to-face, fully developed. He's got all of his powers, his speed. He's talking to him. He's taunting him. He's belittling him, but he's kind of complimenting him because Tanjiro is... Even though he has yet to be trained, he's still pretty powerful. So they have this whole little fight scene. Nezuko jumps in a little bit, helps out. She's pretty strong. She's a demon. We see demons can heal automatically. He slices his throat with his hatchet, but does nothing. Eventually, though, he does decapitate him, and his body fell off a cliff. But his head's like got these little arms, and he's like taunting him. And then he headbutts the demon and stuff, and it's all good stuff. And we see that Nezuko's head is as hard as a rock. That's another one of Tanjiro's little skills. He can smell really good, and he's got a hard head. So just right off the bat, with no training, he's got that going for him. Next, we kind of run into a man in a goblin mask. He's like, you got to kill him. I'm not going to tell you how, but you got to figure it out. Let's see what you got. So he's like, who's this weird guy? He's kind of a ninja because he kind of snuck up on me. I couldn't see him coming. But yeah, I got to kill him. But even so, the man, the goblin mask, he has a strong sense of smell. He can smell. Tanjiro has empathy for the demon. He's a nice kid. He can't do it. And eventually the sun comes up and he does kill. That kills the demon. So the man kind of introduces himself. He's the trainer that he was meant to find. And yeah, they head on over to the mountain. They're heading over. Now, it's a classic, anime thing, but The main character feels discouraged, but he motivates himself. In this case, Tanjiro's motivation is reviving or changing back his sister. So he starts thinking about all that stuff. And bam, he's motivated and training begins. Another thing I love about the show, probably my favorite two episodes, this one and the next one, is the training. The training is so good. It's so entertaining, so high quality. The training more or less is Tanjiro going up super high in the mountain where he can't like hardly breathe because the air pressure or whatever. I'm not a scientist. I know there's a good reason for it, and I'll probably, I don't know. So yeah, he can't breathe. He's got to work on his breathing because that's super important. We'll later find out is the Demon Slayer's breathing. And he's just running down the mountain. He's getting hit by booby traps, and it's so entertaining. The animation CGI is on point. Some of my favorite training montages in like all of anime. It's so good. I love it. Words can't describe how good it is. So eventually the first training thing was like, if I'm going to train you, you got to go to the top of the mountain. You got to make your way down. So that's what he does. He goes up, he goes down, and he goes back to the house where Hiraraki is. And he says like, hey, I made it. He's like, all right, I'll train you. And then it kind of cuts to him receiving the message from Gyo, the Demon Slayer, who like kind of we met in the first episode, because this guy was his trainer. This guy's an old man. If you guys didn't know, he's pretty old. But yeah, it's his message from his trainer that or Go sent to him to say, train him. This kid's special. He can smell like you. He's telling him about his sister, and comes full circle once again, connecting scenes and stuff. So that's pretty much this episode. Once again, the animation's on point. You get a little bit of character development in this episode. We meet a new character, Hiraraki. He's really important. And we just kind of, the pacing's incredible, you know. This is a 24-episode anime for the first season. I know they're coming out with a movie soon. But the pacing's great. I mean, there's never a boring moment where you're like, oh, I'm going to have to watch this 10 episodes about him traveling to some village where it's just a bunch of stuff I don't care about. You never feel that way. I mean, you can binge through this, the whole thing. Never a moment of boredom. You're always completely captivated when watching it. So yeah, that's another thing I got to commend them on, their animation skills and also their pacing and storytelling. It's just all incredible, great works. So yeah, that's going to be it for this episode of Anime Boys. This has been Demon Slayer Episode 2. I'll see you all next week. Peace.